Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, all good things must come to an end. And that actually holds true. There's been a lot of bands, a lot of movies, excellent bands and excellent movies and even podcasts that have been very good, but I guess you could say they ran their length or whatever, and it was just time for them to go on to different things. Well, I actually started this podcast in October of 2015, originally to be done not as a podcast, but as a radio show, and it was going to be video on YouTube. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard me tell the story about the first recording that I went to do at the radio station. A friend of mine was videotaping it with a new camera. I didn't know it was a new camera at the time. And halfway through, he said, "Rich, we have a problem." I said, "Well, what's the matter, Steve?" He's like, "The camera's not working." I said, "Well, did you test it before we started and everything?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "It's a brand new camera. It's just not working. It won't work." And from what I know, I don't even know if he ever got it working again or not. But that right there told me that I only have a face for radio or for podcasting. So needless to say, I had to do the 6 episodes on YouTube that I was already contracted to and already had a sponsor for. So I had to use photos. We would take pictures after we recorded each episode at the radio station, and that's what I would post on YouTube. And of course, each episode played on the radio station at the time on Saturday mornings at 10. So after that, I decided to take a little break, and somebody told me to just keep doing it, but do it as a podcast, a true podcast. And for those of you listening, a true podcast is something that has an RSS feed, meaning that you can listen to it on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so forth. It's not video, okay? Video ones are actually called vodcasts, but that's something else. So anyway, I decided to do that, and I started recording. The first episode was launched in May 8th of 2016. And we were recording at the time, was my sponsor at Town Grill and Pub. We were recording down there in the side room. After a while, more people were coming in for lunch, and it was getting kind of harder. So we moved to a nice secluded area, and ever since then, I've been recording the podcast there. Now, at this time, it was once a month is when I was doing it. Just once a month, recording the podcast. I was new to it, didn't really know exactly what I was doing. And afterwards, I guess probably after a few months, maybe a year, I went weekly because I started getting more guests. And God, the guests I've had on, it's amazing. I've had local authors on focused on everything in Harford County. I've had politicians on, a lot of businesses. But when I was doing it originally, it was a round table. So I would have several different guests on at one time in a way for them to meet each other. And a lot of these people were able to make connections and working connections to top it off. And after that, I decided, well, you know what? Let's just do one guest at a time, because some, a lot of these people had great stories, not just about their business, not just about their books, but about them themselves. And that's what I wanted to focus more on. So that's what I started doing. And again, a lot of authors, I even had Santa Claus on it one. Actually, I think I had Santa Claus on twice. Met a lot of great people. Sheldon Bear, the Susquehanna Symphony Orchestra, was on a few times and actually made some good connections for him. I've had Teresa Step on, a lot of different photographers. Joe Ayler, of course, was on. Sean Hampton, a lot of great people in Harford County, and that was my focus. Well, then after a while, it was growing and growing and growing, and I noticed I was getting listeners in San Jose, California, Italy, England, and probably one of the biggest, I guess, thrills of the podcast was, I think it was last year, two people reached out to me, and they actually had moved here to Harford County from out of state. And they thanked me because they heard my podcast and they were listening to it and hearing things about Harford County. And to me, I was thrilled. I loved it. That told me that I was reaching more people, not just in Harford County, but throughout. And then I started getting calls from people that didn't live here, didn't even live in Maryland, that wanted to be on the show. So I said, well, I don't know. It's not, you know, you're not from Harford County. I said, do you have any ties to Harford County? And some of them didn't. And the more and more I talked to them, I realized these people have some excellent stuff to offer. So I thought to myself, and most of them were authors. They've written some books. I'm like, people in Harford County read. Why not have them on here? So I did. And they were some great episodes. And need to say that I had more people reaching out to me, and it just went on and on and on and on. Keep in mind, I still had people from Harford County coming on. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I loved doing was I was doing a monthly podcast with the Harford County Health Department, as well as with Freedom Federal Credit Union. Loved doing them. And then, of course, COVID hit, so we had to cut back and stop doing them. We will get back to doing them, I hope, one of these days. But above all else, I made a connection with Rage Against Addiction and started doing podcasts with them. And I wanted to get the word out there, you know, make more people aware of addiction and let them know that there is help out there. And I want to thank them. I want to thank Freedom. I want to thank the health department. I want to thank all my sponsors, because if I didn't have all those sponsors, first of all, I wouldn't be able to do this. If Rage Against Addiction, if Wendy wouldn't have come to me and said, Rich, you know, can we do something together? Actually, Wendy and me both did. I wouldn't have made more people aware. And some of those episodes I've done with Rage Against Addiction are some of the most downloaded episodes I've done yet. So I want to thank all of them. But as I said in the beginning, all things must come to an end. So I've been doing Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, like I said, from October of 2015. Have reached a lot of people here in Harford County and have reached a lot of people throughout the world. Like I said, California, Texas, England, Italy, I mean, just around the globe. But as much as this is hard to say, this is the official last episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. And like I said before, I want to thank all my sponsors, all my guests, and above all else, I want to thank all of you, the listeners. After all, if nobody listens to your podcast, what good is it doing? You know, and my thing was to get the word out there about businesses, these different artists, all these people, and, you know, to hear their stories. All these people, there's a lot of great people here in Harford County. And I know I still haven't talked to a lot of them. There's still a lot of great people out there I want to talk to. But like I said, since I started this, it's grown. I'm also doing another podcast, Lifetime Oath. So I'm focusing on that. I am now also doing the podcast for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Harford Business Beat. And I'm producing some podcasts, and I've actually been consulting and teaching some people on how to podcast. All of that while at the same time still running HarfordCountyLiving.com, which is, that's become a full-time job. And actually, if I didn't have HarfordCountyLiving.com, I would have never had the podcast. But the big thing is, the podcast is not the same as HarfordCountyLiving.com, which is another reason I decided to end Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, because HarfordCountyLiving.com is focused on good, positive news, everything positive, promoting businesses, artists, restaurants, events, and so forth. And the thing with doing a podcast, even if you talk about an event on a podcast, 3 years from now, when somebody goes to listen to that episode, well, that event's already over. So some of those podcasts really don't, they're not as relevant as some of the other ones that don't talk about events. And God, I want to say back to day one. Well, actually, yeah, because the first podcast I ever did, which, again, that was the one for YouTube, was on breast cancer. And I had some breast cancer survivors in there. So something like that, you know, people could go back and they want to listen to it all the time. So, and most of my episodes are like that. But like I said, my hands are full of all these other things. And I am going to be doing some free online, I don't want to say, yeah, it's online, but it's free virtual videos I'm going to be doing on podcasting, on how to podcast and everything. So once again, I just want to thank all of you that have listened to the podcast and have been sponsors, that have been guests and co-hosts. Especially all my co-hosts, I want to thank all of you. And again, if it wasn't for you all, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett wouldn't have been as successful as it was. And with that, I know a lot of you are probably waiting for me to say April Fool's, but this is not an April Fool's joke. This is actually the last episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. But like I said, you know, everything must come to an end. But that, you know, people know me, know I'm very positive. So that means there's just something better around the corner. And there is. Because starting this month, I am rebranding Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. And the reason I'm doing that, Harford County Living is its own brand. That is the website. And I love doing this podcast. I love talking to people. I love hearing their stories. So keep your ears open and keep your eyes open, because this month you're going to find that I'm basically just rebranding the podcast. All the old episodes will still be there. But it is now going to be Conversations with Rich Bennett. I will still have people on from Harford County. I will still talk about Harford County. But I've already had different people, actors, musicians, authors, all kinds of great people from throughout the world wanting to come on as a guest. And I think they have a lot to offer. And like I said, you know, I already had two people contact me that moved here to Harford County from other parts of the country, and they said because they heard my podcast and just seen the website how everything was so positive about Harford County. And that's my goal. That's what I want to do. I would love to get more people here, if not to move here, at least to visit, because everybody knows that I love this county. I never want to leave this county. I don't plan on leaving this county. HartfordCountyLiving.com is my baby. Even though I've had offers to sell it, I will never sell it. It's local. It is truly local, and I'm going to keep it that way. It's still going to have nothing but positive stuff on there, nothing negative. And the new podcast, I am changing some things around a little bit. The new website, which is Conversations with Rich Bennett, I will have a section which actually highlights my co-host as well as the episodes that they co-host with me. I will also have a separate area to highlight my sponsors and the episodes that they have sponsored. And I was going to do something to have all my guests on there, but oh man, I don't think I have enough room to do all that. But I will have some other things on there to just make it more. I want to get the word out there about all these great guests and sponsors and the co-hosts that I have on the website and on the podcast. And that's my goal. And that's what I plan on doing. Now, one of the other things I need to do, I got to tell you the story behind this. So I've been thinking about rebranding the podcast for a while, only because I've had some people tell me they thought it was a podcast about real estate, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. They thought I was a realtor, which is not the case. And I've had some people tell me I should change the name of it. And needless to say, I had a young lady come on my podcast, and when she walked in, the first thing she said to me was, Rich, do you have an agent? I said, what, for my DJing? She goes, no, for the podcast. I said, no, why? She said, I think you need to go nationwide with this. I said, well, in a way it is. I mean, a podcast is everywhere. She goes, no, I mean, drop the Harford County Living part because it just doesn't, it doesn't fit with what you're doing. Harford County Living is a website. That's its own brand. I said, okay. She goes, I think you need to do something like Conversations with Rich Bennett or the Rich Bennett Show or something like that. And I started laughing. She goes, why is that funny? I said, I've had other people tell me that. So what I decided to do, I reached out to my sponsors and I told them, because if my sponsors weren't on board with it, then I couldn't do it. And then I reached out to my listeners and I gave all of you the option to pick a name. There were some creative ones. There were some strange ones. I think one of the funniest ones was somebody said the Richie Rich Show. No. Of course, somebody said the Rich Bennett Show. Some people said just keep it Harford County Living. But again, that's the website. I want to keep that separate. And then somebody said Conversations with Rich Bennett. And that's what I do. I sit down and I have conversations with people. So it is Harford County Living Presents Conversations with Rich Bennett. And the young lady that, I guess you could say, put the boot in my tail and made me start doing all this was Christy Breslin. So, yes, Christy, thank you. And, of course, her episode will be the first one that you'll hear on Harford County Living Presents Conversations with Rich Bennett. And there's going to, let me tell you, I've already got some recorded. There's some great episodes coming that you're going to hear. A lot of great guests, co-host again, and the best is yet to come. I am telling you, you are going to be floored by some of the guests I have lined up that are coming on. Like I said, too, a lot of them still here in Harford County, and some from other parts of the country and, of course, other parts of the world. And everything they have to offer, believe me, you're going to love it. You're going to learn something from it, which is another reason I love doing this. Never fails. Every episode I record, it seems like I learn something new all the time. I will still be doing the podcast with the Harford County Health Department, as well as Freedom Federal Credit Union, and above all else, with Rage Against Addiction. So those podcast episodes will not be going away. I will be recording more of them, and they will be here for all of you to enjoy. So once again, I just want to thank you all. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, seriously, just thank you. Thank you very much. Because without you, this would have never been successful. And I am really looking forward to, I guess you could say, the new podcast. Because even though it's the same podcast, it's a different name. And I think it's going to reach even more people, which in turn means all my guests, the sponsors, are going to be reaching even more people. So like I said before, in April, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open for Harford County Living Presents Conversations with Rich Bennett. So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.